Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Welcome to a new month and a new quarter. There are any number of grim statistics describing the performance of a range of markets this morning as we just watch the US markets come to a close. For that matter, the Dow Jones had its worst March quarter ever and suffered its worst quarterly decline since the 1987 crash. So that's not a dissimilar circumstance to what we've experienced locally. The All Ordinaries Index fell by close to 25% in the quarter. So that was the worst outcome since the December quarter in 1987. And I suppose on that matter, it's actually interesting to note what the local market did in the quarters following that. Actually was a recovery. We saw the market up by the better part of 20% in the following two quarters. It was up by 17% for those 8 or 6 months. And then actually for the whole year of 1988, we saw a 12% gain for the index. So that is probably worth very little, to be honest, because that it does not provide any sort of roadmap for what we might expect as far as the local or the current experience is concerned, because it is so vastly different. An epidemic or a pandemic of this nature will resonate throughout the economy for not months and quarters, but really for years when you look at the sort of support that has been brought into the picture by governments and central banks around the world. So that would be a cautionary note that is worth offering when comparing statistics in different sell-offs over the course of time. So as far as the US markets are concerned, overnight they were weaker, with the Dow leading the decline. It was down by around 1.8%, the S&P down by 1.6%, and the NASDAQ down by 1%. There's an unsettling increase in the number of coronavirus cases in the US. So it seemed as though there was a little bit of choppiness on the in the final session of the quarter. It could have been a lot more volatile, like our market was yesterday, but it seemed as though they were just happy to limp into the close. European markets were better by comparison, and the fact that resonated with continental European investors was those better than expected manufacturing numbers out of China yesterday. Some were taking them with a grain of salt, but at face value, we saw a V-shaped recovery for activity in the Chinese services and manufacturing sectors, manufacturing at its highest level in 2.5 years. So that helped the DAX in Germany up by about 1.2%. In London, the FTSE was up by around 2%. As far as commodity prices were concerned, gold prices fell overnight. So they were down by around 2%. At the moment, or at least heading into the end of the quarter, it seemed as though there was a preference on the part of investors to head into cash rather than holding anything else along that line. Oil prices were mixed overnight, but they still continued to loiter around that $20 mark per barrel. So over the course of the quarter, West Texas Intermediate had its worst quarter ever, falling by around 66%. There were some reports that there will be a meeting between Donald Trump and Mr. Putin of Russia. That would be interesting to behold, but as to anything that might come out of that in meaningful terms to address the trajectory of oil prices in the very near term, you would think that would be quite unlikely. So that brings us to what we might expect today. SPY futures, again, take them with a grain of salt. They finished up 71 points or 1.4% at the close of the session. It's an important day today, actually, because there's quite a bit of news out that's worth paying attention to. In particular, in China, we'll be looking at the Caixin manufacturing and services surveys. These are important. They measure a different group to what we see in the official Chinese PMI numbers, which came out yesterday. They tend to focus on the small to medium Chinese enterprises. What the markets will be looking for is the veracity in yesterday's whether or not there's that V-shaped bounce that we saw in yesterday's figures. So keep an eye on that today. They will certainly be important. And then elsewhere, we have got the CoreLogic measure of home prices for March as well. So this will have such an important impact on sentiment at a household level more broadly. So keep an eye out on those. We'll have the minutes from the March 18 Fed RBA meeting where they had that emergency rate cut. Unlikely to yield anything novel because the RBA governor has spoken at length. It's that was the starting point for the quantitative easing program on the part of the RBA. So it would be unlikely that you'd see anything in there to move the needle. Elsewhere, we've got the Aussie dollar. It's pretty much where it was yesterday afternoon. But in the meantime, it has dipped down towards the high 60 US cent mark. So it's bounced back a little bit since then. So have a good day.